And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Final regular season weekend on the college football gridiron was a fantastic one. Conference title game spots were up for grabs, as well as teams continue to jockey for one of the four spots in the college football playoff. In the Big 12, Texas Longhorns obliterated Texas Tech on Friday night in Austin 57-7 to punch the ticket into the conference championship game. Oklahoma State had a chance to join them on Saturday afternoon. Cowboys fell behind 24-6 at halftime before reeling off 21 straight second half points to lead 27-24 with 53 seconds left. BYU, who had only managed 56 yards in the second half up until this point, then went 44 yards in 10 plays to kick a 49-yard field goal that sent the game to overtime. Both teams scored touchdowns in their first chance in OT. Oklahoma State got Ollie Gordon's school record tying fifth touchdown in the second OT, led 40-34 after failing to convert the required two-point conversion. That meant the game was on the Pokes defense's shoulders.
As he takes the ball, fakes a handoff, back to pass, late blitz comes, throws near side, pass is caught by Isaiah Rex, fumbles the football, the Cowboys have recovered. Is it a fumble or is he down? It's a fumble, the Cowboys have recovered. Is that it? It is. We're going to Arlington, we're going to Arlington, we're going to Arlington. The Cowboys recover a fumble. Trey Rucker did it. We're going to Arlington.
Voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker on Learfield. The call of Trey Rucker's game-winning forced fumble that sends OSU to the Big 12 title game against Texas. Gordon had 166 yards rushing and five touchdowns. OSU ends the season 9-3 overall, 7-2 in the league. They win the second-place tiebreak over OU, courtesy of that win in Bedlam. Oklahoma State, Texas will play in Arlington at Jerry World on Saturday at 11 a.m. Oklahoma put itself in position to take advantage of either a Texas or Oklahoma State loss first thing Friday morning. Sooners offense scored early and often in a 69-45 win over TCU. Sooners offense was unstoppable throughout, but it was the defense that slammed the doors on the Frogs.
Hoover to throw on first down, out to the right, sailed it, picked off, intercepted, Billy to the 20, spun around, he's still on his feet, he's coming back near side. No, he did not, he's to the 5, he scored, touchdown, Billy Bowman stands on business.
First, the Sooners, Toby Rowland on Learfield had the call of Billy Bowman's third pick six this season. Dylan Gabriel, fantastic in his final game on Owen Field. Completed 24 of 38 for 400 yards, had three touchdowns and a pick. OU finishes up 10-2 in Brent Venables' second season in Norman. They now wait to see which bowl game they'll be invited to after the conclusion of this week's conference title games. Across the country, there were multiple close calls at huge upsets, and the game of the year lived up to the hype. Number 3 Michigan held on to beat number 2 Ohio State 30-24. Michigan's Rod Moore intercepted Ohio State's Kyle McCord with 25 seconds left deep in Michigan territory to seal the win. Michigan improves to 12-0, will play Iowa for the Big Ten title. Alabama was in dire straits inside Jordan-Hare Stadium in the Iron Bowl. Crimson Tide faced a fourth and goal at the 31, down 24-20 with 32 seconds left.
Fourth and goal from the 31-yard line. Here's the snap. Milroe stands in, lets everybody get downfield. Still standing. He throws into the end zone.
He caught it.
It's caught! It's caught by Isaiah Bond! Caught by Isaiah Bond in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama! The Crimson Tide with 32 seconds to go in the ball game. Throwing a Hail Mary into the corner of the end zone, and Isaiah Bond, who has already caught 5 catches today,
it was legendary voice of the Crimson Tide, Eli Gold, on Learfield with the call of Jalen Milroe's Hail Mary completion to Isaiah Bond. Won the Iron Bowl 27-24, kept Bama's college football playoff hopes alive. According to the ESPN tracker, Alabama had a 0.1% chance to win that game when that ball was snapped. Tide now faced Georgia this weekend for the SEC title in Atlanta. Some high school hoops on tap for tonight on Paragon TV. The Merritt Oilerettes and Oilers tip their seasons off tonight in Cordell. You can watch the action live Tune in to Paragon TV at 6:30 for the girls, followed by the Oilers and Blue Devils around 8. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.